Mexican legislators have finally passed a money laundering law in an attempt to curb the cash deluge of drug cartels, James Blears reports.
Mexico's President Felipe Calderón forwarded this proposed law to Congress 2 years ago, but bickering and petty partisan infighting has held it up until now. It's finally been approved by the Senate. The Chamber of Deputies passed it earlier this year. It severely restricts what can be bought in money in hand terms, including homes, businesses, vehicles, and luxury items, which the cartels are fond of snapping up with cold, hard cash. It's never too late or too little to fight organized crime, but Mexico's cartels now turn over well in excess of $40 billion annually in their illicit narcotics industry, which is rapidly expanding. Mexico's most powerful drug trafficker, Joaquin Shorty Guzman, who leads the Sinaloa cartel, is a billionaire who's annually mentioned on Forbes' richest and most powerful lists. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.